Murphy Brown revival is coming up, right?
Yeah.
There's a lot of these revivals.
Well, and the thing that's exciting about the Murphy Brown revival is that it looks like most of the big names are coming back. You've got Faith Ford, Joe Regalabuto, is that?
Regalabuto, yeah.
Regalabuto, mm-hmm. And Grant Schott, all joining Candace Bergen for the revival. That sounds like a really good start to getting people back. And I just loved Murphy Brown.
Are they going to make it a show, or is it just a one-time deal?
I think they're going to try to do a show again, but
really?
We'll see.
Well, they're doing the same thing with Roseanne.
I'm looking forward to that.
It's all original cast, too. Mm-hmm. And I think they've signed up for 8 shows and see how it goes.
Man, I hope it works out.
Sometimes you can't go back, you know, but I hope they can. Yeah. The writing on that show I thought was so good. And, of course, I'm not a huge Roseanne fan, but that was the strongest cast of support characters there was. I don't think that show would have lasted a season without that huge support cast that were so talented. Good morning to you, Nancy Cox.
Good morning, friends.
What do you think about Murphy Brown? Were you a Murphy Brown fan at all?
That was a period in my life. I believe I was in college and super busy and had a little tiny black and white TV. So I didn't watch it regularly, but I did watch it, and the writing and the cast, that's what it takes. And I think all these shows having these reboots are just evidence that there are no original ideas right now in Hollywood. Nobody's coming up.
No, you're right.
Any good comedies, at least on the main networks.
Nope.
And I know the Will and Grace thing, I'm obsessed. I mean, they picked that right where they left off. So,
I think they're doing – I love Will and Grace.
I do, too.
Well, the weird thing
is the acting.
They killed John Goodman on Roseanne. He's my favorite. But he died.
Oh, yeah.
He died of a heart attack.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And now they're coming back, and now he's back. And they say, I don't know if they're just not going to bother to explain that, but I can't imagine they won't. You know, they made such a big deal about the girl that when they changed to the other girl.
Right.
That went on. That was a gag for a long time.
Yeah.
That was funny. And even the way he died.
Yeah.
The seasons had gone on, they'd won the lottery and all that stuff, and then all of a sudden they backtrack, and that was all a farce.
Yeah.
He's dead, and now they're going to say, no, he's not really dead.
Not really dead.
You know, apparently, Will and Grace, they didn't really address what had happened in the finale because they drifted apart, they got married, they didn't see each other, and then when the reboot started, it was just like none of that happened. So I don't know. I don't know what they'll do.
We just had an FBI guy, who's retired 30-year FBI guy, talking about the tragedy in Florida. And one thing we didn't get into, and I don't think you and I have discussed it, but it's the deputy that didn't go inside, and now he's testified that he thought that the shooter was outside. And some people are saying there's no way that you could have thought that because the shooting was going on inside the building. It was very apparent.
Yeah, usually you see first responders running in mm-hmm. where the victims are running out.
Right.
So that didn't make a lot of sense. It's hard to judge in that kind of situation, but that's what they're trained for. And I can't imagine that he was following any kind of training he had had. And I'm not indicting him or any other officer. I mean, the job they do and the bravery is amazing. But let's face it, they're not all perfect. Just like, believe it or not, all broadcasters are not perfect.
What?
I know that's shocking.
Where
is that information coming from?
You?
Wow.
Boy,
speak for yourself.
She's not gotten snotty in her old age, man. What are you talking about? What? Get out of here. Hey, thanks, Nancy. Have a good day.
Thanks, guys.